A proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you're with us again today and listening from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Stacy Oslett. She is a training coordinator with our friends at Tarot International. We're going to talk about what it is she does, what she's learned, why she's doing what she's doing, and a whole lot more. Farm girl from Ames, Iowa, right?
Yes, that's right.
All right, Tracy, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
A training coordinator. You know, I seem to remember a couple of years ago we had a training coordinator on, but I can't remember everything that she did. What do you do?
So a lot of the background stuff. So getting participants registered for their workshops and making sure all the materials are ready for the workshops. And if they're here in the office, we do the catering and the snacks and getting all that stuff ready. And if they have an assessment to take, I make sure that that assessment is done and the report is printed. So just anything behind the scenes to help the trainers do their job. Yeah. That's kind of what I do.
Why?
If the trainers just focus on the training and the teaching.
Why?
Oh, am I here?
Why are you here? Yeah.
Good question. So I was in teaching for 15 years.
Oh, now I got it.
Yes. I was an elementary teacher and I just needed a change. And so I looked into, you know, learning and development in the corporate world and the business world. And as I was looking, this job came across and my husband actually knew Ro and he said, this would be a really good fit for you. I applied and here I am, and it is a good fit.
Now, all of that makes sense.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, now I get it. Because, first of all, thank you for being a teacher. The most noble profession, I think, on the face of the earth.
It's not easy.
It is not easy. And in today's environment, it's even not easier times five. And there are so many teachers and administrators that are leaving the position because I get it, you know. You have to buy your own supplies. There's tons of things going on. So thank you for doing that, and I totally understand why you would change.
Yes, thank you.
But this is a good fit because of all of that, yeah?
Yes, it is. I understand, like, what needs to make teaching easier. So as a teacher point of view, if I had somebody, you know, like, in my training coordinator role and prepare the things and make sure everything was perfectly ready for them. The trainer's main focus is just to, you know, facilitate the training and to make sure that the participants are learning what they need to learn because everything else is ready for them and they can do their job, which is presenting the material.
It's kind of like a fancy lesson plan.
It kind of is, yeah.
On a major scale.
Yeah.
I suspect the needs change, don't they, from time to time, trainer to trainer?
Well, I've only been here since September. So, I mean, so far it just depends on the class. So sometimes if the workshop needs assessments, then that's something that I'll do. But sometimes it depends on what the workshop is.
What's an assessment? What are you doing?
They're online, like Myers-Briggs or DISC assessments. So I just go in there, make sure it's sent to the right person, make sure they complete it on time. Usually with our workshops, there is a job aid that goes with the workshop and with that assessment. So they get their results, they get the report, and, you know, usually a little something else to kind of go with it.
Liz Cooney made me take a DISC assessment.
Yes.
That was fun.
Yeah,
it is. It really was fun. And it does open up your eyes to a whole host of different things. And that's one of the things we love about tarot. And this isn't a commercial for tarot. It's just the fact. One of the things that they do, everything is scientifically based. You're not pulling these solutions out of a hat someplace or reading a book and saying, okay, I will try that. You guys really dive into this stuff and have actual studies to back it up, yeah?
Yes. And in order for a trainer to train on these, you know, the assessments, they have to get certified. So there's a lot of studying that they have to do to prepare and be able to, you know, analyze the data and give the participant what they need to know from their results.
What have you learned in your time here at Tarot?
Oh, about my assessments or about?
Just about you and about the business of training.
That is a good question. I think being in education is such a different world than, you know, corporate training. So I think, you know, just learning, there's different learning styles even for adults as there are with students. So that's, you know, something similar, and that all adults can learn and be coached and still get better at things. So whether it's, you know, public speaking or some of our other like influence classes, those are, you know, all good things for adults to go through and still grow in their profession.
Yeah. And it's so important too, to be able to listen accurately and also then speak accurately. Our guest is Stacy Ocelot, ladies and gentlemen. She's a training coordinator with Taro International, a worldwide training institute. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. There's a brand about Taro that is, can be a bit intimidating for those of us who work with Taro. I'm talking about even how to construct an email. Have you noticed that?
I mean, we're all very professional, so there's always a greeting, there's always a...
Exactly.
Yeah.
This, you know, when I send an email to Liz Cooney or Ro Crosby or anybody here at Taro, it's always a greeting, and I watch my punctuation. And I mean, because you guys are the top of the class when it comes to being adults, you know, and professional. And so you really, anyway, that's the way I feel. You know, you got to be good.
I totally agree. And coming on, I did feel a little intimidated just with, you know, Ro and Liz do talk so professionally and just everything is so smooth and the way they are put together, down to the emails, that I almost thought, you know, is this the right place for me? Because as a teacher, you know, we wore comfier jeans and my grammar was good. I will say that. But just the professionalism here is, it is top notch. And they've made me feel very welcome and helped train me and yeah, it's a great place to work.
Did you go through any of the assessments?
Yes, I did.
And what'd you learn?
Well, so I took the Myers-Briggs, mm-hmm. and I knew I was an introvert, and just learning that my learning styles will kind of affect how other people could lead me too. I think there's still some more of these assessments that are down my path that they'll get into the more I'm here.
Yeah, it's it is a fascinating, because I guess what I'm trying to say is that not only do the folks at Taro teach, but they also walk the walk. I mean, they're in it. And we treasure our relationship. Final question for you. Your family's still on the farm?
Yes.
And what was it? Farm kid?
Yeah, but you wouldn't know it if you met me. I didn't go feed the animals or do much farm stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you left that to somebody else.
I did, yeah.
Right. What's the benefit of, and this is kind of an interesting question, I think, as far as Iowa. I just came back from assignment in Nashville, Tennessee. And I have to tell you, from time to time, people would say, well, where are you from? And I would say, Iowa. And they kind of look at me askance and they, you know, where's that at exactly? What's the benefit, do you think, of growing up in a place like Iowa?
Ooh, that is a good question. I think Iowa nice is true, and that people here are nice and down to earth and friendly. And going other places where I've met people from different states and just, oh, you're from Iowa. Like you said, they didn't really know where that was or what it was, but I could just tell there is a Midwest nice, and the schools are good education. You know, we have kind of our priorities straight, I think, in Iowa, and I think it's a good place to raise a family.
Yeah, well, we don't have beaches or mountains or those kinds of things, but we do have some sensibility, I think.
Yeah.
And that's kind of neat and very special. Final question for you, Stacy.
Okay.
She's going, oh, no, what are you going to ask me now? What do you hope to learn being employed at Taro?
Ooh, that is loaded. I think I have so much to learn. I don't even know where to begin. Just being a teacher is, you're in your own world just with kids and in that environment and trying to help them. But I think outside of the elementary classroom, there's so much to learn, and there's so much about business that there is to learn. And I like taking all the classes and learning things from them and seeing how I can grow, because I kind of feel like, I don't know, there is like a top notch here. And I know I'm not a trainer. I could not stand in front of people and give a lesson. It's totally different than kids. But I just, to see where I could go next or what I could do to help tarot and how to help it grow, and just, I don't know. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, sort of. But here's what I think I'm going to find out from you.
Okay.
You've been here since September.
Yes.
All right. So you're kind of a newbie.
Yeah.
And you're kind of learning these things. Here's what I think that we'll find out about Stacy Ocelot, maybe a year, year and a half down, is that your confidence level will skyrocket. Your ability to get in front of people will improve, simply because you're immersed in this tarot culture. I'll bet you.
Yeah, I hope so, and I bet you're right, too.
Yeah, I think that's a plan. Stacy Ocelot's been our guest. Stacy, thanks so very much for joining us and talking a little bit about tarot and what it is you do. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's been a pleasure getting to talk to you. So thank you.
That, once again, is Stacy Ocelot, a former elementary teacher, now a training coordinator at Tarot International. And yes, we will have links to tarot up on the radio blog. I certainly enjoyed that conversation, getting to know more about the link between school teaching and what Stacy is doing now. Well, that's a wrap for this edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for listening, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby is in charge of advertising and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Stacy Ocelot, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.